Report, Democrat Representative Judy Chu named honorary chairwoman of alleged CCP front group. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 6, 2023. Democrat Representative Judy Chu, DCA, who voted against the creation of the House Committee to Investigate China, reportedly serves as the honorary chairwoman of an organization that allegedly serves as a front group for Chinese intelligence. The Daily Caller reported that in August 2019, Chu was named honorary chairwoman of the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China, an organization that is opposed to Taiwanese independence. Chu reportedly received her position during the organization's 34th Executive Committee inauguration ceremony. As the Daily Caller reported, Chu received a signed English certificate at the August 2019 event from Guo Zhiming, the incoming chairman of the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China, stating that her appointment was in recognition of her outstanding friendship and support, according to photos of the event posted by the Las Vegas Chinese News Network. Chu advocated against Taiwan's independence at the event, stating that she wished for China and Taiwan to become one family, according to a DCNF translation of an archived article posted by the Alliance for China's Peaceful Reunification USA. ASPRUSA, an anti-Taiwan independence organization also listed as one of CCPPNR's 33 U.S. chapters. Chu has reportedly been involved with the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China for more than one decade, reportedly attending an inaugural ceremony held in March 2012. Interestingly, the U.S.-China Economic Security and Review Commission, USCC, identified the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China as an intelligence service for the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in its 2016 annual report. The Daily Caller determined that the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China is one of 33 organizations in the United States that oppose Taiwanese independence and serves as subchapters of an organization that the USCC found to be directly subordinate to the United Front Work Department, UFWD. The UFWD is part of an elaborate network of well-funded influence operations that infiltrate and co-opt groups outside the Chinese Communist Party, and is basically a system for injecting the ideological toxins of Chinese communism into every group that looks vulnerable and useful, as Breitbart News previously reported. Global Taiwan Institute Executive Director Russian Xia told the Daily Caller that the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China and then UFWD are the same organization. Xiao cited a 2013 article by Chinese state-run media outlet People's Daily, which, among other things, highlighted the group's links to the Los Angeles Chinese Consulate as well as other groups in Southern California allegedly tied to the CCP, the Daily Caller reported. Former USCC Commissioner Dr. Jun Tufel Dreyer agreed with Xiao's sentiments, telling the Daily Caller that the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China and UFWD are absolutely linked together. I don't think they're working very hard to hide that, Dreyer added. Being only one of 65 no votes to establish the House Select Committee on China, Chu argued its creation would lead to an increase in anti-Asian hate crimes. Chu parroted similar concerns about stopping Asian hate during the peak of the coronavirus pandemic. Chu argued that Republican lawmakers' use of the terms China virus or Kung flu would lead to an increase in Asian American hate crimes. In addition to being named honorary chairwoman of the Forums for Peaceful Reunification of China, Chu is reportedly the honorary president of the All-America Chinese Youth Federation, another ordination that is allegedly a front group for Chinese intelligence. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.